Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Hello. We're back. Feeling good with Duddy. Another episode. What number? Don't know. Don't care. Kind of care, but not really. Anyway, we got a great show. We've got comedian Ali Makovsky with us. We're going to do all your favorite segments. We're going to talk about all sorts of weird shit, guaranteed. Here's your host, Duddy B.
That's right. You heard it. We are back. Feeling good with Duddy. We have another amazing guest today, and we will get to her in 1 second. But in other news, when this airs, I'm guessing I'll probably be about halfway through the Rome and Duddy acoustic tour. I'm guessing you guys are loving it, having a great time. Hope so.
Look and, at that. Duddy's future proclamating that he shall be killing it on the road. He's just assuming you're all going
to
love it.
To everyone who showed up last night, thank you much. It was a great
everyone
show.
Who came future last night, really big God. Appreciation.
Couldn't do it without you guys.
Sorry about those technical difficulties. It was the house, not us.
Yeah. But
in real now time, because it is what, February 10th or some shit.
I know it's February 10th because today is Jack's birthday.
Oh,
Jack is my son. He's turning 8 today.
The dinner is tomorrow night.
The dinner is tonight.
Oh, it is.
It's tonight.
Oh, shit. Jake. Okay. I was thinking tomorrow night. Okay. I got to go to dinner tonight.
Dinner tonight.
For the listeners, this episode was recorded February 10th. It'll be out in a couple weeks in reality. Yeah. Duddy will be killing it on stage. And what about Jack's birthday?
Well, okay. First off, this... past weekend, I had one love fest on Friday night.
Yes, you
and
did.
And so I got home, pretty late on Friday night. And then Saturday, we had a party for Jack at our house. And
I saw that online.
And my wife liked to do this thing called a drop-off party. That's where all the parents just drop their kids off, right? Mm-hmm. I had 17 pretty much 8-year-old boys at my house. And... it was an organized thing where we were going to be doing like Nerf gun wars, laser tag, all this shit. And my brother-in-law, Tyler, was supposed to come and he was supposed to help me. And he was going to be, on one team, on the other. So we were like, he's helping me.
Yes.
He gets the flu.
He's the chaperone.
And cannot come. So I'm pretty much by myself. I mean, my wife was there. She was helping. But it was pretty much me wrangling fucking 17 cats. All night long. It was crazy.
I saw it online, little clips on Instagram, and it was a shit show.
At one point, all of the kids were just fighting each other.
Yeah, pillows were swinging. Yeah. I saw
it
all.
Not crying, like mad fight. Like they're just like, let's fight. So they all just started fighting each other.
Hell yeah.
It was insane. So, yeah, that so you happened. Had a good time. But yeah, no, but today's Jack's actual birthday. That's how I know it's the 10th. So I, we got some plans for later. But yeah, other than that, you guys know how it goes. I'm leaving for tour soon. So we stack these episodes and mm-hmm. we release them a little later so we can continue to release them while I'm on tour. But that being said, let's just get into this one. We have an amazing guest today, Ali Makovsky. She's a hilarious comedian. She also has her own podcast, Resting Bitch. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, dude. You fucking surprised me with that.
Sorry, I did.
I usually like, and here she is, and then fucking bam.
It's me. Cue the fake applause.
You got it, dude. Standing O once again. Yeah. Everyone in here, thank you for that.
That party right. sounds wild.
It was wild.
That's way too many 8-year-olds.
It was crazy. I mean, when they all left, I just like sat down on my couch for a second. And like I'd like never been more tired in my life.
Yeah.
And just it's I mean, and then they were all talking at all times. Like at all times it was all of them yelling, trying to get louder. And it was you know.
I feel like it's one of those things where even when they all leave, like the next 2 hours it feels like there's still kids running my God, around.
Totally.
It's like after you go to a concert and your yep. ears are still ringing, you're like, it feels like I'm still there.
You yeah. go to a rave and then you're just laying in bed the rest of the night just
you're still bobbing your head.
I just got back from a rave cruise.
What really? The fuck?
Yeah. So it was like every time I went to my cabin to sleep, there was like still raving going on, and so it was just like a nonstop.
Wait a second.
I had one rave year of my life. It was 20 years ago.
I think that's smart. Like, yeah. do it, have a good time, and then like move on.
Yeah. 5 raves, yeah. 1 year. Because I remember, of my girlfriend, yeah. 20 years
because
ago.
Of my girlfriend yeah. at the time, I remember, and it was like, and I didn't want to go to raves, and I remember it was this thing, like she wanted to go, and like, a couple had come and passed that like some of her friends went to and stuff yeah. and she didn't go because I wasn't going to go. And eventually she's like, I'm going.
Yeah.
Regardless, if yeah. you would like to come, come. But if not, I'm going. I'm like,
I
well,
shall
you ain't going. You ain't going without me. So I went, took the fucking ecstasy, did it, had the best time ever.
Oh,
ended
yeah.
up going to like a few after that. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time.
It's so fun. And I was like so skeptical beforehand. I'm like, who the fuck goes on a rave cruise?
So yes, the rave cruise.
Oh, so you're not like in this.
No.
This is just a. Oh, I
Five
love that.
5 days on a ship.
5 days?
Raving.
With fucking ravers.
Absolutely raving.
Did you just rave the whole 5 days?
Yeah, I got so into it. But I was so skeptical at first. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a nightmare. Like, because I was performing on it. I was doing comedy. And so I'm like, God. Who goes to see a comedy show on a rave cruise? And it ended up being so much fun. I like got so into it. I nice. Was doing everything. And holy yeah, and
shit.
I was sober the whole time.
What?
Did you? Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh.
Totally sober the whole wow. time. And did I you, had like the best time of my life.
Did you do like ecstasy related jokes? Anything? Thing?
Oh
did you
yeah,
change
yeah.
up your set for the ravers.
Yeah, I mean,
pants
I mean,
jokes.
It's weird because like when I normally do comedy, I'm wearing like what I wear. Like I wore this last night, and I wear normal clothes. But when you're on a rave cruise, you're coming from like a torque shop, so you're in like a bathing suit top and like a zebra wow. skirt, and you're like, I can just do comedy in this, and everyone here is like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You just cool. look. Yeah, if you dressed normal there, you'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be like, why?
Who's this teacher?
And even. That's yeah. normal. Like, so for the snark. Listeners, Ali has, she has pink hair and
yes.
she's got like a pink, big puffy jacket. She's got a pink, is that,
Lacoste,
which I fucking love. Lacoste pink polo. I mean, she's pinked out. She still looks like you could be at a rave, but she also looks like she could just be walking at the beach.
There's more daytime rave vibes.
Yeah, daytime yeah. rave. Yeah.
Drugs haven't quite kicked rave. In yet.
No.
But you look fucking cool.
Thanks,
you could
man.
Easily have pulled that off on the rave
Thank
stage,
you.
I say.
Yeah, it was such a good time. But
functional rave gear.
Yeah, raving is like, it's a lifestyle that mm-hmm. I just can't commit to.
No.
But I had a blast. Like, I hope, I pray that they bring me back next year because it was so much fun. It's called Friendship.
Friendship.
Oh, peaceful.
Oh, that makes sense.
I like that.
Friendship. It's beautiful.
Oh, fuck us. I lost my fucking train
of
thought.
Did you not take your alpha brain today?
I did not take my alpha brain. Oh, I did, but it didn't work.
Do you take alpha brain?
I do.
Do you think it works?
I do.
I'm skeptical.
After a while, like, you know, like it's one of these things we're talking about on it, you guys, alpha brain. It's a product Duddy and I take. You're not going to notice it right away, but after you're taking it, you just start to remember names and you kind of
really?
Just, I mean, it seems like it. I don't lose my keys, which I do all the time. I seem to put them in the same spot now.
I think I may have told this.
I feel like I'm a little sharper.
Totally, 100%. And And I know I'm a little sharper because this happened. I think I may have said this.
You said this already.
With I remember the guy's name.
The homie's dad's name.
Dude, I met a dude.
He was so funny. This is the fucking third time he's told this story.
He's so pumped about it.
This is an honest plug right here.
This is your testimony.
I met a fucking, one of my son's friend's dads. Met him for 2 seconds. Saw him a fucking couple days later, ran into him. I was like, hey, Robert, how are you? Totally remembered his name.
Wow.
I never remember anyone's name.
Yeah, especially a Robert.
And
what a boring
name. Remember my name. And I was like, it's Dustin.
And here's
so
some
I was
alpha
like,
brain.
Fucking alpha brain right there.
Damn.
On it.com.
Yeah, I told I told them.
Question. Ooh. Sorry.
No. Get to the question.
I was so excited. I just have to know, are people still wearing the huge fucking pants? Is that a
no.
thing still? That's gone.
People are wearing the least amount of clothes.
Oh, it's just underwear, bra.
Yeah.
And,
I imagine
better.
If you're doing like a on land rave festival type of thing, maybe the day there'd be more like puffy pants. But when you're on a boat, you're wearing few items.
Lots of pasties.
Yeah, lots of pasties.
Maybe they'll invite our podcast on next year. We'll cover the shit out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
No, it was so fun. Anyway, yeah, I love that. Why did we bring up raving, though? Oh, your old lovers.
Oh, that's right.
Your old
lovers of the past that made us rave for 1 year.
What was it? It was the
lovers.
I was doing raves at the time of the green triangles. You remember that? That was the big ecstasy.
Yep.
Did you get green triangles?
That was the cool pill.
That was it.
Really?
You got the green triangle.
What was it?
No one even called it Molly, isn't it? Is that already come and gone? I'm 40. All right, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You're 40?
I'm 40 years old.
How old are you?
38.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're so old.
Yeah, but you guys like seem so young.
Oh, thanks. We keep it young. I mean, we're fine.
Yeah, you're only as old as you feel, right?
Oh, hi. How you doing? Yeah, as long as you just keep talking shit and have fun and laugh at everything, I think you're going to be young forever.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, you're a baby child.
Good
time. Yeah.
Which gets us.
You have your whole life ahead of you.
That scares me.
It feels like you've been around forever still.
That's how
insane.
It feels.
So let's get into this. Okay. Allie Makovsky.
We have a whiteboard with all
the
stats.
We got a whiteboard, some of these stats are going to come up later.
34
but let's get to know her, and then we'll bring up her cup size, her parents' marital status, and other things. But you're 24.
I'm 24.
And
when
did you start in comedy? You've been doing comedy for a long-ass time already.
It 5 years.
Like,
5 years.
Holy shit.
Which,
so
like, 19. In the comedy world is, like, nothing.
Where did you grow up?
So, okay. I was born in Torrance at the Torrance Hospital. But then I pretty much grew up in Long Beach, and my parents got divorced, and we kind of moved around different parts of Long Beach. But I always went to school in Orange County, like Los Alamitos High School and stuff like that. And then my mom ended up moving to Seal Beach and Rossmore and stuff like that. So I've been kind of around these parts for a while. But then I moved to LA because, so I moved around Long Beach, went to school in Orange County, and then I went to college for like a second and I dropped out because I was like, I just want to do comedy. I knew that that's what I wanted to do. So I moved back home with my parents, and about like a year into doing stand-up, I was like, I need to just move to Hollywood. Yeah. So I've been up there for like 4 years now, a little over four years.
Just got sick of driving to Hollywood. Because even though, like, for people listening, I mean, this is all Southern California, all these places that she's talking about, Seal Beach, Torrance. This is all Southern California, kind of LA, Orange County. These are two counties that touch each other. But driving from Orange County to LA to do comedy, I mean, you're fucked. There's no good way to go to LA. It takes forever, traffic all the time. So, yeah, if you want to do comedy, the vast majority of comedy clubs are in LA.
Yeah.
And you just said, screw it. At what age?
I think I was like 18, about to be 19. Yeah, I was like, I think I started like in July or something when I was 18.
How does comedy start for you?
So I was in high school and I had a boyfriend, you know, a little high school, yummy little relationship.
He made you rave.
And we were very boring. Yeah. We were like so boring. And then once I broke up with him, I started like going crazy I was like finding myself.
He was holding you back.
I think we were both holding each other back. I was like, you know, I lost my virginity to him, so we were just boning nonstop at the park.
Yeah.
Cause you can't in my Jeep Grand Cherokee at the park.
Nice.
And so once I got out of that relationship, I started like watching a lot of comedy online and going to the Laugh Factory all the time, and I would see all these comics, and I was like, man, I just want to do what they're doing. And it seems so cool. Yeah. I was like, fuck. And so then I just talked to one of the comics. I saw Dane Cook after, and he was like the first comedian I listened. Like, my sister would pick me up from elementary school. She would play Dane Cook CDs in the car. So it was like this weird full circle thing where I saw him performing, and I was like, how do I do this? I was like, I'm 17. I don't know, like, what to write about. No one wants to hear from a 17-year-old. And he was like, there's an open mic here. Just come to that. And so I went home. I wrote all this material. It was so bad. And then the next week, I signed up for the open mic, and I went up, and it was the craziest feeling. I, like, knew immediately. I was like, this is what I want to do. But in that moment, it was so scary that I was like, but I'll just, like, go to college for a second and then return to the idea of it. So I did that, and I felt so bored at college and unfulfilled. I was like, I need to just get into this right away. So nice.
Did you do any in between that, or was it one experience?
I did that one open mic.
And then you said, let me get my degree in something, then I'll come back and test this. But right away you said, nah. Back
I think I knew that college wasn't going to work out, but I was also, like, so scared after that first open mic that, like, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to, like, be able to be good at this or comfortable.
How did that first one go?
Yeah.
I was just shaking. Oh, like, okay. Just shaking. So, like, I have a video of it. And,
oh, no. I wish you had that right now.
No, it is so
send
bad.
It on. My AirDrop's on.
And it's like this dead open mic. There's like 10 people there who are also waiting to go up. And I'm just like,
We've talked about that on the show, where you're a young up and coming comedian. You go to open mics and it's all other comedians that are there, and they don't want to laugh. You got to be so funny to make them. They don't want to laugh for you.
Yeah.
They just want to go do them. And so here you are, 17-year-old girl. Trying to make the room
and
full
because
of comedians laugh.
Well, and because I did it, I didn't know about, like, coffee shops or bars, and I couldn't even get into bars at the time, but I didn't know. I thought the Laugh Factory was like, I thought I was like, this is it. I'm just going to keep doing the open mic here and that's it. But it's just like a bunch of tourists who are like, I'm going to try comedy while I'm in LA.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because, like, the guy who filmed my video was this, like, Italian tourist, and so he filmed my set. And you could just hear his laugh.
Yeah,
he's like, ha, 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 ha.
That's so funny. That's part of it now. I'm going to go to LA, sign up for an open mic, and I'm not a comedian, but I'm on vacation. Let me get a picture of me at the fucking Laugh Factory.
Yeah, so, yes, exactly. So all these short,
never thought of that.
So it's like definitely not, I mean, now it's kind of changed a little bit, I think, but yeah, I did that and I was like, I'm never coming back here again. And then I did, once I dropped out of school, I went to an improv, like, drop-in class. Because I was like, if I do, like, an improv drop-in class, I'll feel more comfortable, I'll be at ease. And I left early, and I went to a coffee shop down the street, and they were having an open mic. And I was like, this is a sign. So I did the open mic, and that's when I started.
Nice.
Yeah.
You just have to do it. With comedy. You just have to continue getting on stage.
Yes.
And even if you suck, you just keep sucking. Yeah. And then eventually you find who the fuck you are up there.
Yeah.
Is like kind of what people say.
Yeah.
There is no school. There's no class. There's no I mean,
there are classes.
You can take them, but.
Yeah. The best class is just doing it. Because, people always ask me, they're always like, what advice do you have? And I'm sure it's the same with, like, music and stuff. People are always like, what do I do? And I was the same way. Like, I hit up so many comedians I looked up to before I started doing it because it's scary to do something, but if you talk to someone about it, it kind of feels like you're doing it, and it feels like you're making progress. But everyone told me, they were like, you just have to do it.
You just have to do it. It's true. And I mean, that's the best way to learn. And I mean, like you said, we get younger bands or kids all the time asking, like, how do you do it? How'd you make it in the music business? How do you do it? And it's like, if there was just like a recipe that worked, like, everyone would do it. But it's just like, you just got to go out there, really start hustling and doing it. And you have to really, like, love it and have a passion for it.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I want to be famous, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to fall off soon because you don't love it. And you don't really know what you want to do.
And it's not going to be, I think the idea of being famous isn't as exciting as it is, you know? Because, like, I get to hang out with, like, pretty famous people, and we just do the same shit. It's just more expensive.
Totally.
And it's like, but they're still the same person. It's like, nothing's going to change except the places you get to eat.
It's not far off.
It's not, and another thing, too, because this is a perfect subject, because there are lots of listeners that are like, how do you make it? Even making it isn't making it like you think. I'll never forget. I'm not going to say the band name, but one time.
Whisper it.
it's not even a big deal. They probably wouldn't even care. It's, this isn't a diss, but I had a band and we would be on tour with far bigger bands.
My so you also do music?
Yeah, I don't really do it anymore, but yeah, okay. I had a band and we toured with big bands all over the country. That. We toured with them. And one of the biggest bands that we ever toured with, I remember we were talking to him backstage and our guitar player was like, man, what does it feel like to have made it? And this is a band that's had several hits over like 30 years. They've just been around forever, always have songs on the radio. And our guitar player was asking him, how does it feel? You've made it. Like, and he's all, I don't really feel like we've made it. He's all, if we stop this band right now, we all have to get jobs for the rest of our life. He's all, so if we don't keep writing music, keep putting out songs, then we're done. You know, he's all, we can only sustain so long off what money we've made. So it made me go, wow. So yeah, kids are sitting at home and they're listening and they're like, you know, I'm going to write a one hit single and I'm going to make it. It's like, you have to love it. It goes back to what Duddy said and what you're saying. You'd get on stage and do comedy even if no one paid you. It seems like you just want to do it. And Duddy would be playing music even if you weren't being paid. Some form, you'd be doing it because you fucking love it. The getting money for it part and the whatever making it part, that just sustains you to keep doing it.
Totally.
You can never just go to an island and be like, I'm done. I made it. I shall now sip umbrella drinks for the rest of my life. Like, maybe you too could do that. And like,
there's the handful of, you know, like just crazy pop stars or the top comedians or whatever that could do that. But that's that is like, oh, the it's like 0.1%.
And the people that I know who can do that, it's like, a lot of them don't want to. It's like they want to keep working.
Exactly. They wouldn't be doing what they love.
But I'm sure it is nice to have the option of like being able to just fuck off whenever.
Yeah, you don't
that
take a
was
year
my
off.
Dream always.
Yeah.
I always had this fantasy where I'm just going to do this for a while, like with music. I was like, I want to fucking just go surf for the rest. I want to just sit on a fucking island and get waves. Like that was my dream. And then I realized, oh, the dream should be to be on stage every night. That's how you achieve going.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I should go do something else. Maybe I should just go to the beach.
Yeah. Just you know? Hang out. I think I realized like, because when I started comedy, and this might be the same with music, like I think like when I started stand up and I was doing open mics, I saw like the end or like what I thought might be the end or like, you know, the peak or the highest point that I wanted to achieve. And I never visualized the process of getting there, going to the open mics every night, driving to Long Beach at 3 a.m. from LA, you know, like thinking that I'm not funny or watching my friends like do really cool things and being like, am I not doing the right thing? Yeah. Is that what I should be doing?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You know, you don't see like... I didn't visualize all of the weird things in between. Like, you know, I'm doing comedy every night, but I'm like struggling to pay rent, all that stuff. And then, like, this year I feel like is the most comfortable so far that I've felt, or more comfortable than the past, you know, 4 or 5 years have been. And I was getting so caught up in like the business side of comedy and being like, I should have like these things in order and this to like show for whatever. Yeah. And I went to London for like 2 weeks or something. And I was just doing like small shows and having a good time. And I couldn't get paid because I don't have a visa or anything. I was just doing shows because I'm like, I just want to perform. Like, it's like a work vacation. I get to have fun, travel during the day, and then have shows at night. And I was having so much fun. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what this is. Like, I just get to have fun every night. And there's like no pressure. Like, I don't need to have all of the things. Like, sure, I want all the things and it would be nice. But like, that's, I have so much fun just doing comedy. And once I lose sight of that and I'm trying to like get something out of it is when I have the least fun performing. Because I'm putting all of this pressure on myself that like doesn't need to be there. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, if I make one person in the audience laugh, like that's such a good feeling.
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's easy to lose that sight sometimes. Because at the end of the day, it's like, okay, well, this is how I pay my bills.
Totally.
This is my job.
Totally.
So then, you know, you can get in job mode sometimes. Like, I need to make more money. Like, what's going on? You know, so it's easy to get there. But then, like you said, every now and then you're back on stage, you're doing it. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. But I'm doing this because I love this.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this. So at the end of the day, at least I'm going to be doing something I enjoy.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of like that full circle thing where it's like, when I am performing just for fun, I'm performing much better. And in turn, because I'm performing better, those things will come. Mm-hmm. But if I'm performing to get those things, I'm not going to be performing as good because I'm going to be in my head thinking about how I can, like, you know, finesse the system. Totally. And then those things aren't going to come. So it's like, if I lose sight of what's going to come, it's going to come. Like, I'm not going to be disappointed or let down.
You kind of stop being you.
You're
like, oh, I'm going to shift a part of who I really want to be on stage because I think this other thing will make me more money.
Yeah.
Like, nope, be you.
Yeah.
Make sure, because if you start hating being on stage, which is what would happen if you were faking the shit, you're like talking to you now. This is exactly how you talk. It's your same cadence as when you're on stage.
Yeah.
It's like hanging out with you.
Yeah.
And so you can't fuck with that. No. I think you already know that now at 24, which is kind of fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Because now you can just go be you. But it's like, because look, the show is about feeling good. So this is all perfect because I think everything we're talking about is super positive. And whoever's listening can probably go, oh, fuck, this is, I can put this into my life and use this today too.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's kind of like what you're saying is the goal is happiness. If you make the goal things, because you think the things will make you happy, then you don't even have a goal. Just try to be happy. Try to be happy at work. Try to be happy at home. And then guess what? You're happy and you're winning in life. And then maybe money comes with that. Maybe it doesn't. But if your goal is just to be happy, well, fuck, then you're a happy person.
And
you win. Stay happy on stage for both of you guys. And in turn, money will come because you're good at what you do.
Yeah.
Or not. But at least you love it.
I've worked plenty of like food service jobs and weird odd jobs here and there that I'm like, if it comes back to doing that, I know how to do it. I could.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the fear of going back to that for me is so strong that I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want to go back.
I was a waiter. I was a waiter for a few years, and the thought of going back and doing that, it gives me crazy anxiety.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I heard Henry Rollins. I was watching some interview with Henry Rollins a couple years ago, and that's exactly what someone was like. You do acting, and you do this, and you do spoken words. And he's all, honestly, ever since I got into Black Flag, that was when I first like didn't have to have a job. And he's like, my entire career since that has been me not wanting to have to go back and get a job. He's all, because if any of this stops, if no one wants to hire me as an actor or no one wants to pay to see me speak, he's all, I got to go get a job somewhere. And so Henry Rollins was like, my whole life is just make sure you don't have to go back and get a fucking job, you know? And it's funny. It's like, because I mean, when there's nothing wrong with doing that, but fuck, I mean, that's what I do. I cut hair all day. But I found a job that I love to do. I'm not going to get rich doing it.
Yeah.
But
I love it.
Dude, if I wasn't doing comedy, I would probably be like doing hair or doing like makeup or doing some sort of like, I love stuff like that.
It still feels like you're performing.
Yes, you are.
You're just sitting. I talk shit. Dude, everyone in my barbershop is a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
We just trash each other all day. I laugh all day.
I love like hair salon energy. Mm-hmm. There's an energy in there. And when I was growing up, my former stepmom, there's no word for an ex-stepmom as a child.
An ex-stepmom. Whoa.
Well, that's a double hit.
I know.
It's like,
isn't that kind of fucked up?
Mom, stepmom, and then ex-stepmom?
My former
stepmom. That's my ex-stepmom.
That's
ex-mom.
That's my dad's old fling.
Stex?
My dad's old fling.
Stex-mom?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment benefit plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, her and my dad were together when I was like from third grade until I first went to college. So they were together for a long time, and she worked in a hair salon in Long Beach. And so I was just always in her hair salon. I would like clean up the hair around her booth. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she let me wash people's hair if they were down for it. I like love just like the energy in a salon.
It is super fun. I went straight from being on tour with bands to that. And my whole thing was, I don't want to go get just like a jobby job where they tell me when I got to be there and tell me. And I had a friend who was a barber. He's all, watch me cut hair for 2 days and see if you like it. And I did, and I went straight to barber school. I was like, I'm going to be a barber now.
Do you have a tattoo of scissors on your arm at all?
I have no barber-related tattoos. Great. I will say, dude.
That is funny.
Anytime, I do not trust a hairstylist with scissor tattoos because they're too gung-ho about it from the beginning, and they're going to burn out quickly. Because it's the same with comedy. Whenever I see someone get a mic tattoo, I'm like, you're going to quit in a couple years. And it's just a fact.
The friend that goes to like culinary school and gets like the fucking,
knife.
A butcher knife and some veggie tattoo.
So this is no joke, and I've told this story before, and I've had multiple barbers tell me too, same shit happened to me. In barber school, I had a dude in my barber school with me that had a barber pole up the whole side of his arm, and it said barber life, you know?
No.
And I'm like, you have not graduated yet.
Yeah, you don't even barber know the life.
Stick
Did
it
anybody
out.
Say barber life?
Oh, that's like a thing.
Oh, really?
Barber life. Yeah, hashtag barber life. It's a fucking, it's a horrifying thing.
I'm going to use that on all my posts now.
And I think we found our word.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like old news in the barber, but it would be like, I'm fanning out dollar bills and fucking barber life. You know?
This fool
had the full, and now, to be fair, he is a barber. He's good. I see him online. Now
you still keep in touch. Right,
cool.
We're not fucking DMing each other, but I still follow him. I give him a little bap on the deal. Passing hello, but so he's a barber now. You know, he knew the future, but
did he add a couple feet to that pole once
maybe,
he became?
Maybe he had a little scissor hit. Maybe it was his little vision board, like the secret.
Oh,
now I'm gonna do it.
And guess what?
I mean, if you go get a tattoo, then you kind of have to
you
do it.
You better pass your test.
You gotta fucking do it.
Yeah, how embarrassing is that? If you're like working in real estate with a barber life tattoo, you're like, things didn't really work out. This is the old me.
This isn't my only job.
Yeah.
This is the old me.
Real estate life.
Oh, it's just a little fucking sign. Bap sold. Sold.
Ooh, that's kind of sick.
Sold, bitch.
In escrow.
Yeah.
Get a bunch of tears or something.
I want to get a foreclosure tattoo. Just right above my ass.
No. Foreclosed.
A little house in the back with bars on the windows and fucking grass is all shitty. Oh, fuck.
Love it.
We took a turn. Let's keep going. Okay, we're still learning. Where are we going?
How long into this did you go to the Kill Tony show?
Okay, so when I first started, I'm like 18, 19. I was living at my dad's house at one point. Then I was living at my mom's house, and I was driving like 4 nights out of the week to LA to go to open mics. And then I was driving like 3 nights out of the week to go to Orange County to go to open mics. And I was going to the Comedy Store a lot and hanging out. And all of the door guys at the Comedy Store are all comedians. Everyone who works there is a comic. And so because I was going to so many open mics, all the guys who were working the door at the Comedy Store already knew me and already saw me at open mics. So they just assumed I was old enough to be there.
Okay.
So everyone let me in. Little did they know I was like underage hanging out at the Comedy Store, which is like very, you know, not chill. And I was also like drinking there too. It was
decidedly unchill.
Yeah, decidedly unchill.
The statute of limitations is up on that, luckily.
I've told them. I've been like, I'm sorry.
They know now.
Yeah.
When you had your 21st birthday there, they're like, what?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I was hanging out there a lot, and I would go to Kill Tony, and I would sign up to get on, and I got up a few times, and I was pretty funny, and I would, like, hang out and see Red Band after and Tony, and I think eventually they were like, who's this girl? And it was time for the former regulars that were on there, Sarah Weinchenk and Kim Congdon. They were done doing it, and so Tony had me and this girl Melissa come on as the newest regulars. And so I did that, and like a week goes by, and they're like, by the way, the Comedy Store is like, anyone under 21 can't be here. And we have found out that you're 21. Oh. So then I like became a regular maybe like a year and a half into comedy. I'm probably like 20.
And look, most of our listeners know we've had other Kill
Tony.
We had Joel Berg. We've had Vanessa Johnston. Yes. But Kill Tony is like, it's an open mic podcast that happens every Monday live. So when she says when Allie says she's become a regular, what she's saying, every single Monday, she's on the show no matter what, and she has to perform a brand new minute. So you're writing a new minute every Monday.
Yeah.
For how long?
So as soon as I became a regular, I wasn't doing it until I turned 21.
Oh, right, because you got booted out immediately.
Yeah, but then once I started doing it, I think I was doing it for about 2 years.
Oh, wow.
The longest running regular.
I think so.
In the history.
I think so.
I'm pretty positive. Yeah. Nobody's been 2 years.
That's a long time.
It was a long time, and it was so fun, and I got to meet so many cool people, and that's mm-hmm. how I, like, you know, when so I'm like a year and a half, maybe at this point, like 2 years into comedy, and Russell Peters is one of the guests on the show, and he, like, lets me do guest spots for him, and it was, like, the first time that I got kind of, like, the opportunity to be seen by big comedians who had never be able to see me in any other situation. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I met like Joe Rogan and stuff, because he was a guest on the show. And when I stopped doing it a couple months later, Tony was like, hey, I just gave Joe your phone number. He wants to see you do guest spots at his show. So then I like went to the Ice House, did guest spots. And I thought I blew it, because I was supposed to do 10 minutes on these shows, and I ran the light. I did like 15, 17 minutes. Which
you
is like a no-no. And I just like didn't see the light, and I was so excited. Oh, okay. I didn't even like think about it. And so I was like, oh, this is over. Like, this is so unprofessional. I was so embarrassed. He was like, you know what? You were like doing a great job. If you were bombing and running the light, like I would have been pissed. Other people who take you out on the road wouldn't like that.
So running the
light. He's like, but that's chill. Yeah, running the light is when you go over your time.
So they flash a light at you and when you it's like, stop. Your time's
so,
up.
Yeah, so like they'll ask you before you go on, they're like, when do you want your light? Some comics want like a 1 minute light, two minutes, 5 minutes. I normally do like 2 minutes, depending on how long I'm doing. But yeah, I guess I got the light and I just didn't see it. And I wasn't timing out my set. And mm-hmm. so I was just like letting the good times roll. And I was like, this is over. Wow. And then it wasn't over. He was like, he had me continue. And now I like get to tour with him every once in a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
So for the bands, they'll just tell you like, hey, there's a curfew at 11.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not done, we just turn everything off.
It's the
and
same.
And we've had it happen. We've been like just mid-song.
That's crazy, because you don't want to run the curfew, because don't you get charged like a crazy amount?
It's like, I mean, each place is different, but I mean, some places are crazy where it's like every minute you go over, it's 10 grand per minute. You know, shit like that.
A lot of times,
it could even be like, oh, if you guys don't stop, like we could arrest your sound guy. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a cop sitting there with his like watch.
Oh my God.
Looking at the watch and looking at your sound guy, and the sound guy's looking at you going, you've got 10 seconds or I'm going to jail. Dude, you know?
Certain places in America, depending on the local government, like they're insane. And some venues are in the middle of a neighborhood, so there'll be a sound.
Yeah.
And it's like not a fucking second past 10 o'clock, or, you know, or it's woo, fire trucks.
It's crazy. So, and then sometimes insane. It's like, and then like, and the fans don't know that, you know? Mm-mm. So, and then sometimes it looks really bad on the band, because like we've had times, for instance, too, where it's like, okay, we're supposed to play like an hour and a half. There's all these technical difficulties from the house, nothing to do with us. We start 40 minutes late,
and but
you
got to
be done, you know? Yeah. Like, you only played 30 minutes. You're like, I didn't want to go to jail and pay 50. Yeah. Sorry. Like
you guys were talking about how you guys just played One Love. Yeah. I remember I went to watch you
guys.
We had
to cut a song from One Love just like on the spur of the moment. We're like, can't play that song. We're going to run out of time.
Yep.
And we had to be done at
11 o'clock. How do you choose what song you're going to cut?
Well, it's like you just kind of look down. Okay, well, we have 6 songs left and we definitely only have time for like 4 or 5. And it's like,
Sometimes are you stoked though? You're like, man, I did not want to play that song.
Sometimes it works in your favor.
All right, that one.
Sometimes it works in your favor.
Yeah. Or if there's a 6-minute long one, you're like, she's out of here.
Yeah.
Hitting the bangers. But I remember a couple years, like 2 or 3 years ago, whatever, you guys were playing it. I went to watch you guys and I think it was like Steel Pulse or some old reggae band. They were having technical difficulties setting up. They fucking ended up playing 3 songs.
No.
I'm like watching these guys set up and they couldn't get shit working.
That was at the OC Fair.
No. This one was at One Love.
Oh, this was at One Love.
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago at One Love. And I guess it's happened again to them. They needed to fire their sound squad. But, you know, dudes were running in, plugging in wires. Guitars weren't working.
Damn.
And then finally they get it going. 3 songs. Show's over.
Done. That sucks because, and that sucks for the band too, because you're traveling all this way. You're like doing all these things. And then by the time you finally go,
it's like, you're
like just there for a second. It's like, that. What's the point of that even? I can only imagine how annoying
and
that is.
And I can't say never, but I mean, it's rarely the band's fault. It's normally something that's totally out of their hands, and you're just like,
yeah. It's been Axl Rose's fault, okay? So yes, Guns N' Roses, but not you guys.
Never,
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, most of the time when it's something like that, it's like it's something that's totally out of the band's hand.
Yep.
And the whole crowd like, play a song. You're like,
do you always have to play Lay Me Down
every show?
Oh yeah.
Look
at you pulling a deep cut out.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because we found out that you saw the Dirty Heads at the OC Fair
in
2011.
Something like that.
Or it could have been.
It could have been like 2009 or 10.
It was 2010.
Yeah, it was 2010. Yeah.
I was their tour manager that time. I was at that show with you guys. We have a picture on stage like setting up the shit.
That's right.
Oh, I wish.
And that's when Lay Me Down blew up.
And the OC Fair is another weird one. We won't play that show anymore.
Oh, good.
We've taken it out of the... And strictly because they have one of those ordinances where it's like, you have to be so quiet. There's a dB limit.
Oh, my God.
And a decibel limit. So, like, some venues have this, too, where it's like, okay, if you're in a neighborhood or wherever it's at, you can't get louder than this.
Can we just knock down all of the venues in neighborhoods?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because that's not fun for anyone.
Well, the OC Fair one is the worst, I think. It's like 98 decibels, which is insane. It's so low that
it's like ASMR shows.
Yeah,
you're like,
when we play there, we can't even mic our drummer's drum set. Because
that's
he hits
crazy.
So hard that just him playing the drums with nothing else is
it
too loud.
It just echoes
out.
There is a neighborhood surrounding, but the neighborhood's like 200 yards
out, man.
If you're moving into the neighborhood, hey, guess what? You know what's around.
There's going to be some concerts.
Yeah. Once a year, you might hear some jams.
My house is right by a Carl's Jr. So I know going into it that there's going to be a lot of sketchy people in my neighborhood.
What are you saying about people who eat at Carl's Jr.?
No, dude.
I'm saying it's affordable.
You know, it's very affordable. Moving in, it was going to smell fucking delicious 24 hours a day.
I was constantly going to be hungry.
Do you hear like the drive-thru?
No, I'm not that close.
Okay, good.
But my mom's old place in Seal Beach, we lived in the Rossmore Townhomes, which is off like whatever. I don't need to
Seal Beach Boulevard.
Yeah,
or
like Seal Beach in Montecito. And there's a gas station right by our house, and then right next to it, there were like a bunch of different shops that would open up. Like at one point, it was like a donut shop, and so you would it was like Winchell, so you just smell the donuts in the morning, and then now it's a Chick-fil-A. But before that, it was like some other fast food place, and you could just smell
dangerous
French fries. Yeah,
so that's not fair.
They're building an El Pollo Loco across from our barbershop, and it's supposed to have been open for a month now, so we're sitting here salivating, and they keep fucking cooking chicken in there. It's not open. No driveway yet. They haven't laid, but they cook the damn chicken, and then it wafts in, and we're just looking through the fence like, dude, I hadn't had
El Pollo Loco in a long ass time, and
I
just randomly rolled through the drive-thru of a El Pollo Loco like last week. Delicious.
Okay, I can't
wait. The tostadas there? Mm.
It was good. I got like some burrito. It was like chicken and avocado burrito or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bomb.
So good.
Grilled.
Every Wednesday when I start my work week, I drive in and I just go, still a fence, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Open up.
Give us the chicken.
Now,
We want the chicken.
These are real problems.
So what's up? Why does it say in 2011 and then it says blacked out?
Yeah, were you blacked out at the Dirty Head show?
Oh, yeah.
You were blacked out?
Oh, yeah. Wait. SoCal, the school that I went to, very much into the Dirty Heads, very much into county fairs, very much into Sprite and alcohol mix.
Ah, Sprite and alcohol.
So we brought in a couple bottles and yeah, that's why I put question mark because I'm not even sure that I did see you.
You're like, I'm 14 at that point. Yeah. What the fucking wait a second.
You this was 14.
No.
So it must have been 2011.
No, because I was a freshman in high school, which was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 14. 14.
No,
14
I'm like.
You're 15?
Maybe I was 14
you're
or 14. 15. Yeah, maybe.
I was 13 when I started freshman year.
I was 13.
But
too.
I turned 14. No, you
I
turned,
just turned 14.
Yeah, you're right before the school year starts. It could have been. You know what? It probably was 2011 then, because then you're a solid 14. Right?
Yeah.
A fucking Sprite and soda.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah, it was probably 14. Yeah.
Maybe it was. You did play it like 3 years, 4 years in a row. I mean, seemed like you played it a few
times. We
played
it a couple times in a row, and then we just said, we can't do this anymore. Yeah,
so one of those years you saw them there.
Yeah, in high school, I lived for county fairs. I had a great time. So I went there. I got really drunk. There's this guy, Cooper, I had a huge crush on, who was dating my friend. And yeah, it was a good time.
Did you ever go to the St. Bonaventure Fair?
Yeah. Yeah, only like once though.
Dude, that's still
our
kicking.
Local banger.
Really?
That's still kicking. I took my kids there this year.
Wow. Ooh. Is it weird going back like with kids and
totally. Because I was like, I know what I used to do here.
Yeah, a lot of hand jobs.
There's a park.
That's what
there's
I was
a
right?
park.
Oh yeah, dude. Let's go up on the fucking
let's go on the Ferris wheel.
Check it out, dude. Yeah, 13 and 14 year old kids don't
so
want to ride
horny.
A Ferris wheel.
No.
The reason
no.
they're on the Ferris wheel is because you can get hand jobs on the Ferris wheel.
That's called the hand job wheel. Yeah.
Well, and
the HJ wagon.
Yeah, that's and not sticky because of soda spilling.
No. And it's so exciting because when you're at the fair, you like get to just like do your own thing, be like what feels like an adult, and you also get to like meet kids from different schools nearby. Yeah. And so like your friends are introducing you. You're just like so horny seeing new people for the first time.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, do you
dude, and here's another funny thing, which I have not gone back to the St. Bonaventure Fair, but I have to imagine, you know, when you're in fifth grade, you know, you think your school's the biggest shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as you get into junior high, you revisit your like little fifth grade school, and you're like, how'd I even go here?
Yeah.
It's not big enough. And the St. Bonaventure Carnival, when I was a kid, it was as big as the world, but it's tiny
it's so
carnival
small.
On a little, it's in the middle of
a parking lot.
When you go back
crazy?
And you're like, this is what that was?
Dude, same fucking rides.
Oh, the same shit.
That,
they haven't
when
changed
I was
it.
Going there 15,
and the
20
same
years
carnies.
Ago, 20 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, same armless guy working ago. The rides.
But I know it's the same, that stupid little glass house maze that you walk through it in like 30 seconds and it costs like 5 tickets, which there it's like, that's like $5. I went there with my kids and they had friends with them. So I had like 4 kids with me and we went for a couple hours. I spent like $200.
It's so expensive.
It is crazy.
It's fucked up.
Every ride costs like 4 or 5 tickets. Okay, well, I got 4 kids with me. There's 20 tickets for one ride that lasts fucking 30 seconds.
Now you're foreclosing on your home.
Yeah.
Because of the St. Bono Fair.
So did your kids have fun?
Oh, they love it. I had fun too.
That's interesting because we are way above. We didn't even have computers when we were
that's
kids.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And
insane.
Now think of what all these kids have.
Yeah.
Same fucking level of joy at the fair.
Because it's what you said. They get to run
sweet,
around.
Yeah.
All their friends are there and new friends. And like,
but the difference is that like all of them are like making TikToks on the ride.
Oh, that's true. They're filming their experience.
Dude,
that's right.
My
dude.
Fucking daughter's all in that.
Is she?
And
how old is she?
She's 12.
Oh, are you scared?
Fucking terrified.
You should be scared. TikTok's a dangerous place.
It's crazy. And like, she cannot stop dancing now.
Oh, I know. I see it
all day long.
And I know all the dances because I love TikTok. So I'll see like 12-year-old kids like doing the dances. And it's so hard for me not to go up to them and like try and be friends and be like, let's do the dance together.
Oh, my God. What's your, how do I follow you?
Dude,
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
All of her friends are doing it. So they'll come over and they'll just be a bunch of girls dancing.
Yeah, that's
still waiting for the follow back, Daddy. Not a fucking chance. Get out.
So it's very different from the birthday party you had at your house this past weekend. It's Sophie's birthday party. It's just 12 girls dancing throughout your house.
Oh my God, it's crazy. It's crazy. And they're at the age where they're all like figuring out that they're like girls and they're all getting into that mode. They're like bras and shit.
12 is when you start figuring out manipulation tactics.
Oh, dude. And then she's like, my daughter's very pretty. You know, all her friends are like pretty girls. And then they're all very sweet and nice, but like they're starting to figure out that they're like
that they rule
girls.
The fucking campus.
Oh yeah,
it's like here we fucking go.
Well, now they're doing the pose in the photos. I see like the look back, turn around, fucking thing.
Oh,
and I'm like,
dude, I had to squash it quick. Yep. Okay, so I think I was the last parent at my daughter's middle school to allow her to have Instagram. Like everyone had Instagram, and I was like, nah, you ain't having no social media. I don't give a shit. And then for her 12th birthday, because all of her friends had it, and I was like, okay, now I think I'm just being kind of mean.
Yeah.
Now I'm just being a dick. So for her, we got her all this cool shit, right? And then one of the last gifts she opened, it was a box, and in it was just a piece of paper. And on the paper, it just said, you can have Instagram. She fucking lost her shit. Bought her a new car. Yeah. Her and her friends all started jumping up and down in the circle, screaming, like tears. Like they were so happy that I let her have Instagram.
Oh my God.
And then I had to get on
where we're at.
Because then she posted her first picture and she was so duck lipped out. I was like, nope.
You know that she has a fake Instagram, right?
Don't you fucking say that.
How dare you?
They all do. They all do.
They all do.
Why did you just say that and give me all this anxiety?
I know, it's scary, but it's true. Oh. But you know what? You have to think about it like because for me, I get this, like when I hear about that, it like scares me so much and I'm like, oh no. But then I'm like, I was also a 12-year-old girl at one point. I was on, you know, I was on all the weird Omegle chat roulette talking to strangers online.
That is such a like,
know who you're
going to get my dick.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
And I'm like 12 years old on that with my friends, like laughing. And it's like, you know, I was able to survive. Mm-hmm. As long as you're there for her, you're loving, you're a good dad, like she's gonna be fine.
She's good. She's a very sweet, good girl.
If we're doing
she's
the,
still a fucking almost teenage girl.
It's scary.
She is. She's a tweener, but if we're doing the Ally Makovsky, you know, little girl trajectory, she's 2 years away from blacking out
at
a fucking Dirty Heads concert. Yes. So at least you'll be there. God.
And 3 years away from following Modest Yahoo at two separate Orange County fairs.
Oh, shit.
When I was 13.
And then the high school.
I was already, for sure, when I was 13, I was already smoking pot. I was drinking. I think I was banging already.
At 13?
Yeah,
damn.
He was ahead of me. I'm the older brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I was straight edge until I was like a senior in high school. Like
I was partying hard already, and like I was hiding it from my parents and my brother.
That's crazy.
I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I just
did. You guys hang out
bad.
In high school and stuff?
Yeah, kind of. Well, we always did the band stuff.
Yeah, we were both did music. It was like we all had friends that were kind of friends, but even a 2 year gap is
in
like enough
school.
To not be the same. Friends.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
Yeah. So we were always hanging around each other, though. Yeah. And some parties we'd be hanging together. But I think when the music thing started is when we started being more aligned because we're all
so
doing
sweet.
The same shit. I mean, we've been playing music. I had a band. We both had bands in high school, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. How was the Orange County scene at the time that you guys started? Because Orange County is legendary for
cranking.
Music.
It was
cranking. I'm in high school when like fucking Green Day and all that shit blows up on the radio. So you have Green Day and Offspring and Pennywise.
Such
and
a great time.
All this shit is blowing up and I'm in high school and I'm a surfer. So all my surf videos have all these punk bands.
Yeah.
And we start a band and I'm without it. So in my high school, I was in a band and this other big reggae band, the Simpkin Project, that a lot of people in the reggae community know. They were at our school. My brother's at my school and he's got a band. The guys from Avenged Sevenfold went to Huntington at the same time. All of our bands played together.
One of them went to Marina, though.
No.
One of them went to Marina.
Two of them were at Huntington, and two of them went to Ocean View.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but we all had our high school bands together, and we formed this. There would be fucking 400, 500 kids at all
of
our shows.
That's crazy, yeah.
And all of these bands came up to be the Dirty Heads, Avenged Sevenfold, and my band was big for a while, or big enough locally, but not, you know, not like these guys. But it was a huge explosion of a scene.
That's so fun.
And then, you know, Bradley passed away from Sublime right there, and this whole reggae thing exploded, and it was just... Everyone was in a band. All the bands were doing great. Shows were selling out.
Yeah.
It was a crazy time for music. Yeah. And like Offspring was from Huntington Beach. You know, Korn was like from Huntington. All these bands were from around here. It was wild.
That's
it
so
fun. It
was
fucking awesome. Yeah.
Damn.
Ska was all big. Remember No Doubt blew up? This is like when we were in high school.
I could never do the ska.
Well before you. Yeah. Good 10 years, you know. But yeah, it was absolutely nuts. It's almost like the comedy scene right now.
Yeah.
Like everyone's doing comedy. People are all having success.
I just want to give you guys a quick update. Before I came in, I had broke a nail, and I just want to confirm it is
off. It's all the way
off.
It's all the way off.
I got it off.
Yeah. I've been looking horrified at that little... it looked like a diving board. It was just dangling.
It was hanging off.
Yeah.
And I got it off, and I feel good about it.
You finally took that dive into that cold pool.
Broken nails and stuff.
No.
But it's not even real. There's, you know, this is just plastic or whatever.
Looks real.
Acrylic is made of.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it better.
I like to, when I'm with my friends, I was in Florida and I had this started out because I went to Florida after my rave cruise. And for the rave cruise in Florida, I was like, I need to get fake nails that only make sense. Mm-hmm. And so I got them. But then I just like bang thing, you know, I'm just like kind of a mess of a person and they're falling off and I would just like surprise my friends I was with and be like, here you go, and just like give them my nails. Yeah. We'd like be out at a bar and I'd be like, oh my God, I got something for you.
Add that somewhere in here.
Oh yeah.
On the counter.
Let's hang it.
Slide that fucking baby over here. She flicked it for the listeners.
I love when people give us stuff to add to our shelves. It makes me feel good, Jake.
That's nice.
I'm going to wear this like a shark tooth choker.
Oh my.
Yes.
What I'm gonna
That's
do
my new
that.
Merch.
Yeah.
AllieMukofsky.com. I'm selling my nails.
Little earrings.
People,
I wore every one
really
of those earrings.
People are really into pins. The little enamel pins. These days you should just have a broken nail pin
that
says your name on it. I bet you'd sell a shitload of them.
Is this not a normal thing for you, the nails?
No, I go through phases. I go back and forth with them. Sometimes they're just like not practical at all, but I really like the feeling of like,
So if you're getting
it makes me feel powerful,
someone,
yeah.
You can be like, oh, okay, I think you fucking think that you can fucking...
This also sounds so ridiculous, but it makes my hands feel like skinny and long.
They do elongate the deal.
It's like, look at how fat this middle finger looks now. It just looks so stubby and angry. But the rest of the nails...
still like it. And there you go. It is. It's like the long cigarette of the past. You know, the classy ass long
Yeah, the rest of these are Virginia Slims. Mm-hmm. This one's a Camel No Filter.
Oh,
a No Filter. Nose. That shit's crazy.
Those are wild,
I had a smoking stage of my life. I haven't smoked a cigarette in over like 10 years now, but...
Whoa.
Yeah. But And I'll never forget. This was when I was still a waiter, and I was getting off work. And I mean, I smoked like light.
You have to smoke,
you know. Yeah. I was like light cigarettes, and I never was like a heavy smoker. I'd have like a couple a day, maybe. But I was leaving, and I was like, asked one of like the busboy dudes, "Hey, can I bum a smoke?" And he gave me one. I didn't really look at it, and I'm walking to my car, and I light that thing up. It was a Camel. Oh, and it was a Marble Red No Filter.
Cowboy.
That shit not.
That guy was a felon. Whoever gave that to you had definitely been to jail before.
He made those.
That might be why I don't smoke anymore, that one fucking cigarette.
I'm on the Juul. I'm a big Juul fiend.
So my thing with that is I have, and I'm not talking shit because...
Talk shit.
I'm going to talk mad
shit. You're talking shit.
No, but I have a few friends like that they quit smoking. But they went
they
over like the Juul
more
all fucking day. So now instead of smoking 5 or 6 cigarettes, you are literally
smoking
24 hours a day. You're puffing on that thing. Is that better for you?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lateral move.
And it's not cheaper.
That's downward.
It's so expensive.
So now you're spending more money and smoking more. What? How is
Congratulations.
That good job.
Not talking
it's
shit.
It's empowerment. Not talking shit, but I think
new
it's
segment,
ridiculous.
Not
this
talking.
Show is brought to you by Juul.
I actually like that. I want to do a new segment called Not Talking Shit where all
we just talk shit.
Talking shit.
But you didn't hear nothing from me.
No.
That's a great segment.
But people get butthurt, I've noticed.
Hey, I'm not talking shit, but that beanie is like...
Is it not cool? Oh, fuck. Cool. Well, I even though you're not talking shit, I'm hurt by that somehow. But dude, we got a couple people that we have that no more words segment we talked about. I don't think we have a word for it today, but
I think one of the something life, like Barber Life. Ooh, or something life. I hate people who say something like this life. Thing life. It's like just live.
Yeah.
And the life will happen. You don't need to like title your life.
Okay. Everything you say could be attached with life. Yeah. You're an organism.
Life.
You're a living organism. Mm-hmm. But I saw there's people online got butthurt at one of our No More Words posts. They're really? Like, hey man, how about not be so uptight and just let people live? And it's like, hey, comedy.
Yeah, just a joke.
We're trying to make you laugh. Okay?
We're not banning actual words.
Hate you if you use the word fam. Don't like you because of it either, but just comedy, my friend.
Yeah.
Trying to make you laugh. Trying to put positivity out
pissed.
There.
I am pissed that you banned the word lit.
Yeah, you had a little grievance there.
It was being overused.
Yeah, but it is.
It's lit.
It's a necessary word.
You know what? Fuck it. It sounds like we're talking about words, so. It's our drop. It's widely creative. No more fucking use this word.
All right. Ooh, I like that.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there because we did on
well, wait,
the...
no, I wanted to hear what Ali has to say here. So we, the first word we ever no more worded was lit. And we told Ali.
That was the first one?
I think it was with Joel, potentially? No, he was with fam.
Okay. That was with,
he was fam.
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. It was a UFC fighter. Ashley Evans Smith.
Sick.
So we got rid of lit, and so you are not happy with that.
No, I think we need to bring lit back.
Unlit is what you're saying. We're bringing back.
We're
a
lighting
word that
the fire, and it's getting lit.
Okay.
I guess are we bringing lit back?
I support the idea behind banning lit that it is used too often, but I don't think we need to get rid of it. I think we need to just use it a little bit less.
Okay.
A little bit less.
Dude, can we meet her halfway on that?
We can meet halfway. Like, Well, that's like with Sam. I had one where I guess it's not a takeaway, but I said people just use the word literally too much and not right.
If you use
the word literally more than once in a sentence, you're using it wrong.
Yeah.
And it gets overused.
Yeah.
So I don't want literally to be gone. Let's just use it correctly. And
look
not
up
much.
The definition. Yes. Figure out how to use it properly in a sentence and use it when necessary.
Thank you.
That's I'll create a new segment for that. Like, use it
correctly.
Okay. And I'll get a draw.
I have
no
one.
More words.
Use it correctly. For
our other segment, use then, Josh, our behind the scenes cameraman, he came to me with one today, and Jake didn't want to use it.
I mean,
it's
I'm
not
staunchly against
it. It's not
it.
A word. Not... I get it. But this is true. It gets used all the time. Wrong. When someone says something to you
that.
And you go, I could care less. I could care less. I couldn't care less.
That's such a roast.
Is what it should be. It should not be I could care less.
If someone's like...
I couldn't care less is how you need to say that, people.
Yeah. I feel like saying I could care less is such an insult. Like, that hurts. Like, if you literally... If you literally look at what it means and what it's saying, it's so rude.
Well, I could care less means, like, you kind of care. So if someone's like, yo, did you hear about that shit? And you're like, I could care less. You're like, so you kind of care? So you want to hear about it? No, I couldn't care less about that is how you would say it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jake, you might have been right.
Yeah,
Jake,
I
didn't
want
to bring this up today. He's like, that's stupid. Let's not bring it up.
My thought was it's got to be words that I want taken from the human lexicon, thrown into space, and never used again.
What about the word lexicon?
No, it's a great word.
No, I am fucking with lexicon.
I like
and,
okay, another great word.
It sounds Star Trek-y.
Maven.
Yeah. See, a new word I learned.
This is a segment Duddy wants to put in called a word he wants to add
like
to
more.
The
it
lex.
Needs to be used more.
Yeah, so we'll come up with that.
Okay.
But so today I'm like, we have to have a word like, look, fam, I'm done.
Okay. I can agree with you on that. Yeah.
You're never talking to your family. What's up, fam? It's never
fam
a family.
Had its moment.
It was fun for a minute. We all said it.
The fam splitting up. No more fam.
Not sorry for being uptight, but we've all said it. But it's gone. It's time has had. It's gone. Sam Tripoli threw in woke. I mean, whatever, dude. I think woke's had a big old fucking shining 15 minutes of fame. We can do without it. There'll be another. There'll be another one.
I don't think I've actually ever said the word.
Yeah, me either.
Say it now.
Yeah, say it.
Woke
feels good.
It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't. It feels weird. Gross. Yeah, the song's sick. fucking stay woke. I mean, I think that's what started it.
But stay woke.
I don't know what he says after that. I'm always like, mommy's sleeping. And I'm like, that can't be. Cannot be.
Mommy's sleeping.
What's he saying?
I thought he was saying they be creeping.
Oh, they be creeping.
I could be totally, it might be mommy sleeping. Mommy might be asleep right now, but we got to stay woke.
It can't be mommy's fucking sleeping. I mean, if it is, I don't like the song anymore.
Yeah.
But I love the song. Stay woke. Yes. Baby creeping. Oh, look at that. Get that.
Damn.
Nothing like a 10 in the morning falsetto.
That was like a falsetto. You faked the fake.
I think it was mostly just me breathing out, but making it sound like something.
It sounded, you hit the note. You fucking hit that note again.
Damn.
She can sing.
I'm the new singer.
Get her on some high-end backups.
Oh, man.
So anyway, so yeah, no more words. Like, Duddy and I were discussing it before the show, and we're just like, let's just talk about it. We don't give a shit. We're trying to really hyper-focus in on what it needs to be. Shit that you never want said again. I had one. Duddy severely disagreed with me.
I'm not into it.
I'm going to put it out there.
Oh.
It's a two-word combo that I never want put together ever again.
Double penetration.
Double stinger. No, but here's my thing. Separated, both words are fine. Together, there's no need
for
this.
What is it?
Guilty is a great word.
You're fucking
guilty. Yeah, you have to have it. A judge, guilty. You know, it's the most one of the most fun things to say.
Pleasure.
Hey, did you fucking... Pleasure. What a word, right? Put them together.
Guilty pleasure.
There's no fucking need. Oh, chocolate cake. It's my guilty. You don't need to be guilty. You're a human. That's a pleasure.
You want people to own up to what they like. You don't want people to be like, guilty.
It's always like, my guilty pleasure. I watch The Bachelor. Not guilty.
That's just your pleasure.
You're into The Bachelor. Fine. Right. We never need.
You are fired up.
Never need to.
Your face is turning red.
Everyone in here agrees. Standing ovation. That's fucking, thank you. They agree.
Damn.
The horn?
No, the fucking...
Together?
Not necessary.
You don't need to be guilty if you like cookies. You shan't ever feel guilty for enjoying The Bachelor. You're stupid. But you don't have to be guilty about it. It's simply a pleasure, or you've committed a crime and you're guilty. Never again shall the two touch. Guilty pleasure.
What's the opposite? Oh, I like that mashup. What's the opposite of pleasure? Like, what's the antonym?
Pain?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Should we add, since we're taking away guilty pleasure, add innocent pain?
Innocent pain.
What would it be for?
Innocent pain would be like your nail. You kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it, yeah.
Oh.
My innocent pain.
It's just
pain.
A little bit of innocent pain.
See, that's a great thing, because it describes specifically like that. Yeah, like, it's like a bruise that you can't stop touching.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts technically, but I almost like it. Like, if you're sore, you worked out for the first time in a long time.
An innocent pain, like a heartbreak, but just with ooh, a crush. Like, someone who is already in a relationship. Like, you have a crush on someone and you realize that they're not single and you're like, oh, that's an innocent pain.
You never got to go down the road of actually caring, but you're like, oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah. But you're a little bummed.
Like when we told you about Jared.
Yeah.
You know?
He could have eaten my fucking fingernail if he was here.
Yeah.
He would have eaten your fingernail.
Yeah, so also for the listeners, yeah, this was before the show. We were talking about Jared Watson, who's been on the show before, and he's in the Dirty Heads, and we were telling Allie all the disgusting things he used to do on tour. He would drink people's, like...
Blister juice, or he would
put a Band-Aid in a shot glass and like
John Jones
took a
toe Band-Aid.
Sip. And I remember
he swallowed the Band-Aid.
Oh my God. And then there was one time where someone had like a fucking lump on their back and you guys sent alcohol off
into his mouth. That was
who was that? Was Drew or someone?
I won't say his name, but we'll say his name was Krob Croth. Rhymes with Krob Croth.
Oh, we know, friend.
Okay. And Cheese, our manager, had a humongous boil on his
head. Oh, a boil!
And we were giving him whiskey luges off the boil.
But if it's over the boil, that's fine. Like, I don't care.
It was so gross.
Yeah, so, and we were telling Allie about this, but we were saying Jared did all these things, of which he did most, and she's all, where's Jared?
Yeah.
I like the sound of his attitude, Jared.
Yeah.
And then I told her that, well, he's married and has a kid, and she had an innocent pain.
An innocent pain. Yeah.
A little bit of an innocent pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still going through it.
Yeah. So we, you know, it's the show in the end is about feeling good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we talked some shit. Yeah, we fucking kicked it's Guilty Pleasure right in its ass.
We got pretty lit.
Oh, we lit up the whole pod scene with this chat.
Well, I could care less about all that. So,
You killed it, fam.
We've got some sponsors on this show, and these sponsors are lit. First of all, we have Koi CBD, an amazing sponsor. They have been with us since day one on this podcast. Great supporters of us, great company, great people. If you have not tried CBD products yet, people, you need to. If you're someone out there who is constantly taking pain pills because you've got achy bones and joints, give CBD a try. I think you're going to love the effects, and it's much healthier for you, and they have so many delicious flavors. I love right now the orange one. I'm all about the orange.
This guilty pleasure.
It's my guilty pleasure. I'm supposed to take one dropper. I take like three fucking droppers. I love this shit.
Whoa, little snapper turtle. Are you getting faded off the CBD, my guy?
I take so much CBD.
Oh shit!
Oh, she was almost fell.
Is that the one with no?
Can we do an instant? Can we do like a slow mo on the YouTube one?
We gave her a broken chair.
I fell into this last week.
Oh my god! And then you're like, we'll just give it to the guest.
Wow. You know what?
Wait, I want a slow mo on the YouTube. When this comes out,
you're better than me. Don't do it.
You know what though? Even if she would have fallen,
so it doesn't happen.
Even if she would have fallen, we would have given her some CBD. She would have been fine. She would have felt great afterwards.
Gosh,
darn it!
If you go to koicbd.com and you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you're going to get 20% off.
Wow.
Okay.
That's right. What? That's a good fucking deal.
Oh, they were late on that one, but they're happy about it. Yeah.
Also on it. Another amazing company. We were talking about this earlier today, I think before the podcast, the Alpha Brain pills. I take them every single day, and I'm remembering people's names.
Robert.
Hello, Robert.
I just remembered the name Duddy remembered. Yeah. I never met the guy, dude, Alpha Brain.
So, yeah, they have so many amazing supplements, so many amazing products for whatever you're looking for. If you're someone who works out a lot, they've got whatever it is you need. If you're someone who doesn't even work out a lot, they've got so many great products. Alpha Brain, for instance. You don't have to be working out to take Alpha Brain. And also another great product they have that I've been loving is they have these pills called the New Mood.
Ooh.
And it's for like you take it like in the evening time. They're not
sounds like,
a
Twilight movie.
Yeah, New Mood.
The fourth Twilight. New Moon. Yeah.
They're great though. They're not like sleeping pills. Like you're not going to pass out right when you take them, but it is nice. Like at the end of the day, I take one. It kind of relaxes you at the end of the night while I'm just chilling, you know, watching TV with the fam.
Walk through a club, pop the actual one in fam? Someone's drink.
My literal fam. Yeah.
You know what Joel said when we tried to excommunicado? That's John Wick. I don't even know if that's a word, Joel said, okay, here's my referendum on fam. He's all, what if like he's Ghostface Killer?
Yeah.
You know who that is?
It's Killer.
Killer. Yeah, I'm very white and 40.
Killer.
He's all, well, if Ghostface Killer says fam, that's cool.
But if
anyone who's a shithead, and I was like, that's a good.
I think he ended it with if someone that's cooler than you says, Ghostface
has
fam,
the
you're
fam
like,
pass.
All right.
Yeah.
Ghostface can call anyone fam.
Sorry to interrupt your read. Dude, New Mood. I shit all over it. No, bro. I did, and I did. And they liked it. So that's why I keep doing it. But New Mood.
So New Mood, it's great. It's like I said, it just chills you out at the end of the end of the day, helps you relax at the end of the night. And then when you do fall asleep, it helps you sleep through the night. They got some great products. Onnit.com. That's two N's. ONNIT.com. And if you do a /Duddy at the end of that, 10% off.
Woo!
Boom.
Whammo.
Give me the thing.
Oh, fucking.
There it is. All right. Yeah. Woo. Everyone's so excited.
Hit the floor.
I don't know. Why not? Okay. Gave you a little. That was from episode one.
It was a story about how a nostalgia.
A stripper at a two-story strip club. We were all there. She fell from the top onto her head, was knocked unconscious, dragged off stage, and the DJ fucking hit.
Let the bodies hit the
floor. For the next song.
Another stripper just came right out and started dancing, and the whole place went, woo!
Yeah. Oh, that is legendary.
Indiana.
Hello, Kokomo, Indiana.
So you had asked me if I had played any like town fairs or anything when you're here, and I started to barely go into a story. But yeah, so we played a small like town fair in Indiana. This is way back in the day. This had to be at least 15 years ago, probably. And it was like a trailer park town. It's the only thing I could really explain it. It was like just a bunch of trailers.
That's a trailer park.
But it was like huge.
Like
it was
town,
like
a community.
And in the middle of this community, there was like this park, a field. And there was like a little wooden stage. Like you would picture like if you were watching a show from like a movie from the 60s and they were going to do a little talent show. This is what it looked like,
right?
Sounds
kind of awesome.
It kind of was in its own way. And I kid you not, no joke, next to the stage set up for us, they had a tent. But I'm not talking a tent like a canopy with chairs in it.
No.
A camping tent.
No.
One so small that you can't even stand in it. And they had it set up with some blankets laid
Green
in
room?
There. Like, if you guys want to chill in the tent, you can. And it was like a tent for like three people.
No.
Like a little tent. And it was crazy, but so we were playing, like, this was their town, like, fair, their annual town little fair. I guess they do it every year. I guess that would be annual. But, and we fucking played it. This shit was crazy. I kid you not. At one point after we played, we just were running around out there with everyone drinking and having fun, and there was this dude that was following us, dude and his sister, and he was trying to pawn his sister off on us. This is my sister. You can do whatever you want to her. I swear, I kid you not. That was our thing for like many tours. That was like a thing for us. Yeah, that's my sister. You can do whatever you want to her.
Did you? So the Dirty Heads manager, Cheese, who's been on the show, he's from Indiana. Did you play this? Was this a Cheese
favor? This was a Cheese thing. Somehow
he wanted to be mayor of this town or some shit. Yeah. He brought the dirt.
Cheese wanted to flex on the community.
Oh, yeah. Cheese has done many, many amazing things for us in our lives.
Oh, yeah,
but Cheese has also set us up for some pretty weird shit that, you know, tends to sometimes be in his favor.
I mean, when when a guy named Cheese is managing you, you have to expect a little bit of
stuff.
Yeah.
You'd love Cheese.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I have a good feeling about this guy.
Well, his name is Cheese because when he was younger, he got hit by a Frito-Lay truck.
And he's a redhead with a huge red beard.
Yeah. Wow, I love
him.
He's
just like,
is he married?
No.
Okay.
But he's definitely got
pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Another innocent pain.
And dude, he doesn't care. You would fucking love Cheese. We
should
work them both on it.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even need to talk. We'd just scoot our chairs back and the Cheese would say gross shit back and forth. And we'll have Jared slide a vodka luge off something.
Oh.
It would be a good episode. But what about our segments that we talked about? We do a segment, you know, the scary story segment. We talked to Allie before. She doesn't have a scary story.
No,
neither
scary
do
stories.
I. So you're in the same boat as me, I know. Duddy told us his scary story last episode.
You know what? I kind of got a story I can tell.
Well, you're going to do a secondhand story of someone else?
No. This is my
Another
story.
Another one for you.
This is a scary story.
And it's a scary story?
It's kind of scary. It doesn't really involve like a ghost or alien or nothing, but it's a cool story that's kind of scary.
If you want to fucking
Let's get
creepy, I will first play the drop.
Have you ever been scared? Welcome to the scary zone.
All right.
Wow.
That's the drop. So fucking... They love it. Okay, get the fuck enough with you. And then tell the story.
So we were on tour. This is way back in the day because we were in a van still. So this had to be at least probably like 10 years ago, if not more. And I forget where we were. I want to say we were in the outskirts of like mid to northern California. And it's like 2 or 3 in the morning and we're just driving. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. And we're doing what we always do back then, because there's nothing else to do when you're driving in a van for hours on end. We're just drinking, and we're all getting pretty buzzed. And we come across this humongous, like, creepy-ass cemetery. A cemetery like you'd see, like, with the big statues, like the big fucking angel statues and all the shit, like, super tall fucking, you know, structures. And we're like, dude, we got to go. Let's go walk through there and like smoke a joint and shit and just creep ourselves out. So we do that. We pull over and we go into the fucking cemetery in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. And we're all walking around drinking and smoking. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to run off and I'm going to fucking scare these fuckers.
Yeah.
Right. thinking I'm the smartest guy in the world. So I run off to go hide. As I go run off to hide, they all notice that I'm doing that. They all sneak back. Give me that. They all sneak back to the van and drive away. Leaving me in the cemetery by myself. So you think, okay, and then they're just going to turn around and come back and get me. Well, what happens is they drive down the road further. The road becomes a very narrow one-way lane with a cliff on one edge and a mountain on the other. And they're in a van and trailer. They cannot turn around. They can't turn around. And it's pitch black at like 3 a.m, so they can't like reverse on this. So they're in a fucking predicament now. They're like, fuck, we left Duddy and we can't turn. They end up having to drive like 40 minutes before they got to a place to where they ended up having to take the trailer off, reverse the fucking van around, pull the trailer around, rehitch it. I was out there for like 2 hours.
You thought you were stranded.
2 fucking hours. It got so long that I just started walking in the other direction because I didn't know what to do. So I just started walking down this road and I walked for like a good half an hour and I came up to like a little fucking gas station. And I went, and at this point, I didn't have anything on me. My cell phone, everything's in the van.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just walking. I get to a fucking gas station. I literally go into the gas station and asked. This is how long ago it was. I asked the clerk if I could borrow some change so I could use the payphone outside.
Wow.
And as I'm using the payphone to try and call somebody, the fucking van comes pulling up.
That is fucking awesome.
Sweating.
Yeah.
That's hairy.
Yeah. And they were just like, we're so fucking sorry.
Oh, man.
That shit. Yeah.
Have you ever been scared?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just was.
To the scary zone.
Thanks for the welcome. I'm here. Oh, good one, Duddy. Right out of your back pocket. Yeah. We had nothing. Yeah. We just sat back. I'm very scared.
And the best part of that too is once they drove away, like I saw what was happening, you know. So they, and I wasn't even tripping at this point. I'm like, they're just gonna drive up and turn around. So then I'm still like in like, yeah, I'm buzzed, you know. So they drive away and I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna hide right here. And when they get back, I'm gonna fucking scare them. So the best part is I was sitting there hiding for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where the fuck are these guys?
I don't even want to scare them anymore.
Yeah, now I just want to get in the van. Like, what has happened? Yeah.
You go from fun mode to panic mode very quickly.
Very quick. Yeah. After, I got, that happened.
Talk about a new mood.
Yeah, I needed the new mood.
You could have
right
used
then.
That.
On it.
On it.com.
So, yeah.
Alpha Brain, it wouldn't have done much for you there.
No.
You would have just been on it.
Oh, man.
But, okay. We also asked you. If you ever pooped your pants.
Yeah.
Right.
And you quickly said, absolutely.
I feel like every adult has.
It's a post-diaper shit, we always say. But of course, I think you know that. So we've got a drop for that as well. And
all aboard. Next up, Poopersville.
Yeah.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo. Poo, poo. I do have to make this quick because unfortunately I have to leave soon.
Yeah, she's got to get going. She has to babysit like, all the way up in LA.
But like all good pooping stories, this is very fast. I was in college before I dropped out. It's not the reason why I dropped out. I was pretty proud of this moment. But, you know, I was drinking a lot in college and after a night of heavy whiskey drinking, I was in my dorm room on the couch wearing a nice little sundress. I'm going to school in San Diego. The weather's nice. I'm sweating. Because I drank way too much and I had Chipotle and you know classic mix up. You think you're gonna do a little tootie and a lot more came out the booty and it was a nightmare because at first I'm like okay and then I'm like this feels different. And I immediately was like, oh no, the floodgates have opened. So I just immediately clench. I get up. I'm like scrubbing the couch. And I wiped it all up, put a towel over it. My roommate came home. She's like, why is there a random like small towel on the couch? And I was like, have to be honest with you. I did shit my sundress, and
that's no longer a couch. That's now your toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
That was it. Ooh, yeah.
Perfect. So many of these stories have started with a fart.
It always starts with
been,
a fart. You know. It yeah. always starts with
a
fart.
Well, dude, you have a long drive, and we really want you to avoid traffic. So we'll just kick the old. Ouch, right?
Well, you gotta
get going.
You wanna plug?
Yeah, I'm gonna be. You find me on my website, alliemakovsky.com/shows. I also post everything on Instagram, which is not Ally Mac. Nice.
Not Ally Mac
not
on Instagram.
Ally Mac.
All right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for
everybody
having me.
Fucking listen to Resting Bitch.
Oh, that's
and you
right.
Can, it's on YouTube. Can you get it wherever podcasts are found? Or you
yeah, you can
do
get it,
it
everywhere. It's all over
it's
the
everywhere.
Place.
It's everywhere. Just go
I had my dad
it.
On an episode, so listen to that one. Larry.
Nice.
Oh, there it is.
Episode
we're bringing
25.
It up.
Me and my dad, Larry.
Good old Lair Bear.
Good old Larry. Right
That's
on.
Right. You've been fucking awesome. Another Kill Tony alum, and we're so like we love you guys every time you come on.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you so much for doing it, yeah. Duddy. Anything?
Yeah. Thanks, everyone at Reamp. Thanks to Surf Roots for all the love. And as always, CutlassBrand.com. Go there, get some dope gear, and if you put in code Feeling Good at checkout, 20% off. Boom.
Bam. Before I leave, dude, you can catch me live on Instagram. Snake Bushnell live, 7 a.m. Wednesday and Friday morning. The Morning Ride Show. Episode 241 coming up on Wednesday. Peace out.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.